Joining us now is our own Steve Proffitt, the man who bushwhacks his way through the jungle of spam in our email box to fish out your letters to the program. And Steve, just how do you get through all that spam?
Constant vigilance, Madeline, and daily maintenance. Although here's a subject line that caught my eye. My nights are better pessimism leghorn. But, I knew instantly that was spam, and I deleted it unread.
Well, I guess we'll never know. But anyway, what are our listeners writing in about?
Well, they wrote in to correct a number of errors we've made, and we'll get into that in a few moments. But first, we got a number of letters about your report on fetal rights. It ran on Tuesday. Now, remind us about it.
Well, this was looking at a controversy over cesarean sections and two cases where doctors tried to force the pregnant moms to have C-sections over their objections.
Right. We got a lot of mail on this from both men and women, but not from doctors. Here's a typical letter, Madeline. It's from Cassidy Overpeck of Indianapolis.
Okay. She writes, doctors' recommendations are so often based not on good medical practice and scientific research, but on concerns about litigation. Obstetricians don't get sued for the many unnecessary cesareans they perform, but for those they do not perform.
And on Monday, we featured a conversation with Charlie Mayer, an NPR producer. He told us about an amazing dining facility for GIs in the Iraqi desert. Charlie said the place had virtually every kind of food one could imagine, including lettuce.
And you can't get lettuce in Iraq. I've tried, and it's just not around. And they have lettuce somehow, and it gets there on truck convoys from Kuwait, which is kind of tricky business these days.
That's NPR's Charlie Mayer. Here's a reaction from a listener who didn't want us to use his name.
Did it occur to anyone to ask why this glut of food and who was paying for it? And our unnamed correspondent concludes, your story has a surreal aspect to it that reminded me of certain sequences in Apocalypse Now.
I watched a snail crawl along the edge of a straight razor.
What?
Oh, sorry, that was just a Marlon Brando line from Apocalypse Now. Okay, I promised some corrections. This one concerns our own Mike Pesca.
Oh, good.
He reported on a controversy in the Catholic Church over whether politicians who support abortion rights should be denied communion.
And what did he do wrong?
Well, there was a problem with the title of one of his sources. Here's his first reference to a Catholic official.
According to Cardinal Brian Firm.
Okay, that's Cardinal Firm. But in Mike's second reference, the cardinal had suddenly lost a great deal of ranking in the church hierarchy.
As Monsignor Firm explains.
So what is it, cardinal or Monsignor?
It's Monsignor.
Okay, what else?
Our second correction concerns our own Mike Pesca.
Oh, no.
Yep. On this program yesterday, Mike attempted to explain just what octane is. He got most of it right, but he says if you buy, for instance, gas rated at 93 octane, it's made up of 93% iso-octane. That's a kind of hydrocarbon.
And that's not correct?
Apparently not. Our listeners noted there's lots of ways to increase octane, and gas rated 93 simply behaves like a mixture of gas that is 93% iso-octane. Now, if you want to know more, you might look for a book, Chemistry and Experimental Science. That's written by one of our listeners, Professor George Bodner of Purdue University. And with that, I need to motor out of here, but please, dear listeners, send us your thoughts and your corrections. Our address is daytoday@npr.org.
And thank you, Steve Proffitt.
The pleasure is mine.